Parshas Emor El HaKoyanim, the Baal HaTurim says that it's a hemshich from the previous parsha, which says a person should not go to Oiv or Yidoini. Sometimes a person doesn't know what's going to be in the Osid. He wants to be Mavar. And he feels that the way to do it is Oyidei Bir or Oyidei Yidoini. That's going to tell him. And the Pasuk says you're not allowed to. So then the person says, so what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to know what's the Emes? Emor El HaKoyanim, you're supposed to go to the Koyan Asher Bo'isidor, to the Talmud Chochom, to the manig, that he's supposed to be the one that tells you. Pi koyen yedaber chochma. Now it says emor ve'amarta. So Rashi says emor ve'amarta lahazir gedoylem alaktanim. Where does it say lahazir gedoylem alaktanim? It says twice to tell the kohanim themselves. Emor ve'amarta. It doesn't say to be mazir the gedoylem to the ktanim. There's a yisoy from the Dubna Magid. He says it in Parshas Tazria, but it applies over here. When he says, if a person wants to be mashpia on someone else, the way to do it, he says, is a mashal of a gevia sha'oila al gidoisav, like a kois. You fill up a kois with wine. If you fill it up beyond its capability of kli kibble, memele it spills over, and memele it spills over onto the other koises. That's the way to be mashpia. By emor el hagdoilim, that turns into lahazir gidoilim al haktanim. Fashteitz, that every person in his life has to decide when it comes the time for him to be mashpia. It depends which quality of wine. It depends which size the kois is. But the concept lies the same. That the tzur to be mashpia and others is durch them that you're memale, your gavia, and then it's oyla al gidoysav, lahazir gidoylem al haktanim. The double lashon in the pasuk, the Chasam Sofer says differently. He says, what does it mean? Emor al hakoyanim v'nei Aaron v'amarta aleim. What's the twice? Emor and amarta. So again, others say it's lahazir gidoylem al haktanim. The Chasam Sofer says, we're about to tell the Kayanim all the dinim about the special dinim of Kahuna, the special Azharis, Kayanim, Reba, the Emakosis, Mitzvahs, Yisairis. Oh, but the Erishtazach is Emor El HaKayanim B'nei Aroin. Tell them that they're Kayanim. The Erishtazach you have to tell the Kayanim before you're going to tell them all the Pratei dinim. Erzol Makir Zayin, as Erez HaKayanim. Kanal, a Ben Toira. Before you tell a Ben Toira, Havizoi, Via Dapsich Fir, and where he should go, where he shouldn't go, what he should do. The Erishtazach and Muslim Zogin is Dubista Ben Toira, Dubista Koyin. The fact that you're a Koyin is Memeila Mechayiv and Hoga Acheres. That's the double Lashon. The Erishtazach is Emor El HaKoyanim, Zog Zeyazen Koyanim. Memeila, they'll understand that there's things that are spotted from them. I saw brought down that a Koyin is Gematria 75. We know that 7 is Teva. 7 is Teva because it represents the 6 days of Bria, or the 6 Ktsavois, Shesh Ktsavois, we say. Sheva, there are 6 directions, Taka. And there are, the seventh is Shabbos, and then beyond that is already Shmoyne Me'alat Teva. A Koyin is 75, 7.5. It's something, it's a Hecher Emesh. It's Nishkemalach, over, says a Hecher. 7.5. That's a Koyin. Oh, but this Nakuda that, the Erech Tzach is that the Koyin, or the Ben Toira, Zalavisan Verer is before you're going to father from him something. Bemis, this you saw, you can see later, when you want to, when you talk a month, from a Ben Yeshiva, what does Hanobah should be? Bemis is Yesoid in this week's parsha. It's later on, but it's Meshach Shaychi in the parsha of Mumin. By Yedaber Shem Moshe Leimer, Daber Al Aroin, Ish Mizarach Al Deroisem Asher Yia Bay Mum, Lo Yikrav Lahakrav Lechem Elikov. Why? Ki Kol Ish Asher Yia Bay Mum, Lo Yikrav. Pasha repeats it again. A Koyin Met Amum Zal Nish Makrav Zayn, Favos Nish, Ki Kol Ish Asher Yia Bay Mum, Lo Yikrav. What's that? It's interesting, there's a sugi in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph, that the Gemara talks about using certain kinds of shmonim for hadlokas neiris, and in the sugi there, it comes out, like one man the Omer, it says, you're not allowed to be madlik with certain ones. And the Gemara says, Omer, they asked him a shayla, and he said, Omer, ain madlikin. My time up, lefish ain madlikin. So Emes says, Summer Shayla Magoris, ain madlikin, my time up, lefish ain nidlokin, that it's not flammable, but the way the Gersen of Neinu, ain madlikin, my time up, lefish ain madlikin. Zok Rabbi Kiveger in Gilgal Hashas Afenor in Shabbos Chafal. Kein Zeh in Oy Gemaras. He brings a few other Gemaras. Ein Koisvin in a certain issue. My time will fish Ein Koisvin. And then Rabbi Kiveger for Zoyis. Vechein the Parshas Emor. Ish Mizarcha Asher Yir by Mum La Yikra. Ki Kol Ish Asher Yir by Mum La Yikra. What is the Yisoid of Lama Kacha? If that's what the Rabbi Mishloim says, if that's what the Koyin says, and he tells you that that's Dan Haga. Unconscious, if that's what's supposed to be, that's Azayis Mamakabo. Ain't Madlikin, the Vishayin Madlikin. In the Koyin, we know there's an Indian of the Kiddashtoi. The Pasuk says, the Kiddashtoi, Ki Eslechem Alekechem Makriv, And the pasuk for Zoyis, Kaddish Yi Allah, Zok Rashi, Nahoy by Kedusha, Biftoyach Risha, in Bechol Dover, Ulvorach Risha, in Besuda. Rashi brings as an Indian to be Machabe the Koyin, to be Paseach Rishoin, to be Mavorach Rishoin. The Tartamim Shtel is that Rashi says the drush on the end of the pasuk, Kaddish Yi Allah. Everyone quotes it always as the din of the Kiddashtoi. It's supposed to be Machabe the Koyin, the Kiddashtoi. The emissary is most Rishonim say the Kiddashtoi is the Raisa, Toysim Chulin says not. And he says because we need the pasuk for something else. The pasuk, the Chazal learn out, the Gemara learns out, and Yevamis, that if a Koyin marries a Grusha, you have to force him to divorce. The Kiddashtoi, you have to force him. So where do we learn at this din of the Kiddashtoi, Luftoyach Rishon, Mavorach Rishon? Toysim Chulin says it's Taka the Rabbanan. Over Zokter, no, it's from the Sefer, the Krupp. Kaddish Yaloch, and that's Taka where Rashi darshans it. And he brings a Rai, Rashi and Gittin also. The Gemara says Vikidashtai, and Rashi says Vachulin. Because of Adi, the Makar is Taka from the Sefer, the Kura Kaddish Yaloch. Oh, but Lugufadin, what the Oilam calls the Sugya of Vikidashtai, that a Kohen has Kedimah, Leftoyach Rishon, Levarach Rishon. There's a Shaila, Menchaschinach, Redsdorch, a few Sveikis, I want to speak out. First of all, what about a Kohen Balmum? What about a Kohen Balmum? Is there a Din Vikidashtai? Because the pasuk says the kiddashti ki es lechem ol kecha umakriv. So it's a shaila now. A balmum, on one hand, he's not makriv. He's allowed to eat from the karbonis. He gets to his zoicha to eat from the kachim, but he's not makriv. So it's a shaila in the achroinim. Whether a kohen balmum has the kiddashti. Lamaisa, the chinuch itself already brings from the sefra that there is a din of the kiddashti. We darshan the hoyu kodesh, even a balmum. The Rambam doesn't bring it. Bal zen. Another shaila in the poiskim, what about a katan? The Magen Avraham brings that a kohen katan does no v'kiddashtoi. Rabbi Kiveger on Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Pebez, he asks why? Why is it worse than a balmum? And he's asad ligdol. The Menchasanich also is mesupik, what about a kohen that's a rasha? Is there a din of v'kiddashtoi if the kohen is a rasha? Even if he says if the kohen is a reitzeach, we know reitzeach is not oilu l'duchen. And it's kapayim, but it says, shteinish mefurish that there's no v'kiddashtoi. Then the shaila is about mechila. Could the kohen be moichel? Kohen moichel. Or you say, no, there's a din v'kiddashtoi, you mechuyif to give him first. Could the kohen be moichel? So there's interesting mordcha in Gittin. The mordcha brings, there was a story once, that a kohen was yitzik mayim with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was mishtamish with the kohen. A kohen was yitzik all of mayim. And one of the talmidim asked Rabbeinu Tam, "How could you do it? He quoted a chazal, Yerushalmi, ha-mishtamish b'kohune moyo. If a person is mishtamish with a kohen, it's me'ila. It's me'ila." And Rabbeinu Tam answered, "Yeah, but b'zman hazeh they don't have the big day kohuna, so there's no me'ila." So the talmid asked him, "What? So there's no din of kiddush in b'zman hazeh b'chlal?" And Rabbeinu Tam was shoysik. Artkan, the Martha, continues the Martha, so far. Rabbeinu Peter said different. Rabbeinu Peter says, there's Mechila. Taket is Kedusha, but the coin can be Moichel. And that's the Heter. Meaning Rabbeinu Tam was, they asked Rabbeinu Tam, how are you Mishtamah for the coin? He said, this man is there, it's not Me'ila. So they asked him, what do you mean? There's no Dinah Kedakim, this man is there. He kept quiet. Rabbeinu Peter said, no, Mechila. So there's one Mahalach in the Achroinim that want to say that Rabbeinu Peter and Rabbeinu Tam go together. There's mana mikdash that is big day kahuna, then it's mamish mi'ilo. Then it's mamish mi'ilo. If there's mi'ilo, then he can't be moichel. It's not up to him to be moichel. The erste zach is you need Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush that is mana zeh ain't big day amaleim, so there's no mi'ilo. Oh, but fourth is a din of a kiddush toy? Zok Rabbeinu Peter, yeah. Oh, but hayoim, they could work with mechila. As I, under Achronim, want to say that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Peter go together. Lamaisim Shulchan Aruch is nishta zayin, Shulchan Aruch in simen kuf chav ches, in the simen of Birkas Kayanim. The halachas of Birkas Kayim at the end of the simen, the Ramah Mamish at the end, Sif Mem Hei, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, he brings that who was ever mishtamish in a Kayim bizman hazeh is moil. But if the Kayim is moil, Mechila works. So the Ramah Mefurish took it on both ends that there is Me'ila, and he goes with the Bein Petah that Lamaisa Mechila. That's what the Ramah paskets. Now, the etzem yisoy that the koyin could be moichel, Rabbeinu Peter brought a raya. Zok Rabbeinu Peter, he has a raya. The Gemara says that if you have an Eved Ivri that wants to stay after the 6 years, you make him a nirtza. You make him a nirtza. You make him a hole, and then he's going to stay full yoy. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, a koyin, an Eved Ivri who's a koyin, can't become a nirtza. We don't allow him. Why? Because you make him a balmum. by giving him a hole in his ear, and it's also to make a kohen into a baal mum. Klar again, it's a cheshbon, so I want to start with that. The Gemara says a kohen eved ivri is not allowed to become a nirtza because the process of nirtza is going to make him into a baal mum, and it's also to make a kohen into a baal mum. Frek Rabbeinu Peter, how could this guy become a nirtza anyways? How could he become a nirtza? He's a kohen. How is he going to be working for you? It's also to be mishtamish in a kohen. So what are you telling me? The kohen, he can't become a nirtza because you're turning him into a baal mum, and you know how to make a kohen into a baal mum. Anyways, it's poshut that it's also to be mishtamish with a kohen. Is the rights of Rabbeinu Peter that you're allowed to be moich? Now let's bavorn. Why didn't Rabbeinu Peter ask how he was in Eved the first 6 years? He's talking about the nirtza. So the pshat is. The Menchus Chinuch speaks out that the first 6 years he was a Rosha because he stole, and we spoke out before. In Rosha, there's no din of the Mikidash. So during the first 6 years as an Eved Ivri, for sure he's allowed to work. But the question then became, but how is he allowed to become a Nirtza? And you're telling me the only reason not is because he's going to be a Baal Mum. What about Mechila? Is it right that Mechila works? And we'll fear ois. In Rambam state, Nishtazah. In Rambam state, that a Koyin cannot be Moichel. And then the question becomes, all the Achroinim ask, the Berolocha talks about it, but all the Achroinim in the Sugya, they ask, if the Koyin can't be Moichel, so why does it say, Ein Koyin Nirtza? Because of Baal Mum, typically, he can't become a Nirtza because this Pasha, the Din of the Kiddashtoi. Yeah, that's why no, the Gneva makes him a Rosh for the Din of Nirtza. Not the Rotzen to become a Nirtza itself is already is not Nochnish Rishas. For the Bakosh, it's not enough to be called Rishas. That's what you say. So one you saw the Haflah and other Achroinim say the Bir Alocha brings it Levina is that a Kohen can be Mishtamish with another Kohen. And we're talking about that the Odin was a Kohen. And they bring the Raya from here, that's the Pshat. It was a Nirtza to another Kohen. And then he would have done it, except that you can't turn him into a Bamon. The other pshat zok the Menchus Chinuch a moir the pilpul is shitosai in Rambam state that there's no din of a kiddash to baal mum. Most Rishonim hold not, and it's makoros from a sefra that there is a kiddash to baal mum. But the Rambam doesn't bring it. The Rambam holds that there's no kiddash to once you're a baal mum. I would say it's beautiful like the Menchus Chinuch. This coin, this evidently coin wants to become a nirtza. Bakasha, make him a nirtza. He'll become a baal mum, and then there's no more problem of a kiddash, not because of mechila, because he turned him into a baal mum. No, so come on, you're not allowed to do that, because there's a thing, you're not allowed to turn a kohen into a baal mum. But if there wouldn't be that problem that you can't turn a kohen into a baal mum, then the pshat would be, you make him into a baal mum, and then the Rambam l'shitosai, a kohen baal mum is allowed to work for you, and there's no problem with the kiddush. L'sikum, if we didn't get confused yet, what's the heter for an eved ivri kohen to become a nirtza? Either Rabbeinu Peter proved must because mechila helps. The Rambam, who holds mechila doesn't help, has to zetz adayin that the other was a kohen. Or the Rambam was shitasai, that you'll make him into a Baal Mum. And a Baal Mum, like the Rambam, there's no din of a kiddashtan. There's the other shaylas that the Achrayim bring, that the Gemara is mavur, that there were people that were mishtamish with a koyim. There's the famous Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Chof, in the sugya of Zenene v'zelei choser, that Rav Chista asked Romi Bar Choma, pshat, and Romi Bar Choma said, I'm going to tell you pshat l'chi tishtamishli, when you'll serve me. Rav Chista was a koyim. What was the heter there? So there's a pshat that maybe you read in the Talmud is different, or maybe Taka Mechilu, Rabbeinu Peter. There's another Gemara that Abaya, the Kohen, was Mishaleach Shalach Monas for his Rebbe. Vaita, they want to say maybe a Rebbe's Andish. And there's Taka, a lot of more details here in the Inyan of the Kiddashtoi, but we're going to move on. There's a story with the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Yisachar Doif, and the Shoyal Meshiv, one of the Gedolim, the Litvish Gedolim in his Tkufa, there was a person that Rachmanu Litzlan, Betoyis, the Shoyal ate Chometz on Pesach. And he went to the Shoyal Meshiv to ask him, what should he do? What could be the Kapara be? He was Nichol on Chometz with Pesach. So the Shoyal Meshiv said, go ask the Belzeruv, the Rabbi Yisachar Doif. So he went to Rabbi Yisachar Doif and he told him, it's Kedai to go into Golis. Because in the Pasuk by Chometz it says, whoever eats Chometz, Ki Kol Eichel Chometz, V'nichrasa. And the Pasuk of the V'nichrasa is with a Gershayim. Gershayim is a trup, Gershayim. And Gershayim could also mean that to go into Golos, Gorish, Bima Garish. So it's English to go in Golos. So the Zid went back to the Shalom Meshach and says, the Rebbe told me to go into Golos because it says V'nechrasu le Gershayim, by Chometz. So the Shalom Meshach was mezalzel in it and he said, it says V'nechrasu le Gershayim. In Parshas Emor also, by Kehanan, that a Tomei, that you go into the Beis HaMikdash Tomei, it says V'nechrasu le Gershayim. This is the Diyak, it says V'nechrasu le Gershayim. So the person went back to the Belzer Ruf. He said, what? The Nechus of Yerushalayim Heros? He says, what, the Shalom Meshach didn't look at Rashi? Look at Rashi. Over here by us, the Nechus of. Rashi says, Yochel mitzad lezeh, yikoris min koimai v'yisyashe v'mokam ha'achar. Maybe you would think you should go from one place to another place. You should go to Golis. Tamalema, no. Ani Hashem b'chol mok. He says, no, by the Menechus of Rashi's Ember, Rashi says first, you don't go to Golis. By the Menechus of Achamah, says, why? And talk of life, the Psalms, and I'll get in Golis. He said, Menechus of Rashi. Rashi stayed, as those language. Ad kan, the Maisa. You have Shtetar in the parasha of the Inyan of a coin that's Tomei, has to be toivel, and then he's a tful yoin, and then the pasuk says ubo hashemesh v'toher va'achar yoichom al hakotchen tzeisak yichoven, then the kohen can eat, meaning this kohen already went to the mikvah. A mikvah is metaher, he's already torv, he's nageya b'kelim, now he's not metamid, but he still can't eat truma until it becomes the night. What happened at the night? So more of the gazak vice the chois that this kohen, even though he's torv already, but he needs herev shemesh. What's the pshat? Because when it becomes the night, some new tahara comes on. Beckoning in the new day brings in a new ruach. Ma'oidi tochen. That's the pshat where we have to say kriyishma shachris va'arvis. When he wakes up in the morning, he says shachris, and at night again he says kriyishma. Because when it comes in a new day, you bring in a new kriyishma. The Magen Avraham brings in Orachayim simen aleph ois aleph b'shem the shlo toiv lechaber ve'yoyim v'layla. If a person is in during shkia during time twilight, when it's by morning and by day, early in the morning and by night, to be mechaber yoyim v'layla. There's a chibur, there's a new hemshach coming on. Ma'anien, the erste mishnah in brachas. Me'em asai koyren es shema, mishosh ha'kohanim nechmosan lechel b'tshumosan. The Gemara means it as a moshel. When does kohanim allowed to eat from tzeis? And we want to say, man's man kriyishma, as he could have just said, me'em asai koyren es shema, mitzeis ha'kichavim. But the mishnah said, remes, ledover, milsa, agavorka, kamashmon, the Gemara says, in brachas, ha'beis, that we would toilet on the inyan of the kohanim. Yitochin, that there's an oymek over here. Zokt, the igle tal. That's the pshat. The reason why the kohen couldn't eat the truma and he has to wait till the night is because when the night comes in, there's a new frishkeit over here. And that's why you have to say a new kriyishma. A new kabbalas olmal v'shamayim. It's a ponim chadoshes ba'olakan. That's what's allowing him to eat truma. Tumah, he's already toivel in the mikvah. He still can't eat truma. Came a new night, he's allowed to eat truma. That's why it fought as a new kriyishma. Andere say punkfaker, tibalt, you say kriyishma, and you makabu o, you oil in another matrega, that's why you're allowed to eat the truma. But the pashtas, you could eat the truma even if you didn't say kriyishma. The emes says, it says over there, that the zman of kriyishma is from the time that the kohanim go to eat, or another tana says from the time that an oni goes to eat, and until alayis hashachar, or until chatzos, there's different shittas. There's one man the yomer that says it's from the time that the oni goes to eat until he finishes his suda. So the emes tashtas over there asks, so when is the oni going to say kriyishma? You tell me the zman of kriyishma is when the oni is nichnas to eat his suda until he finishes. So when is the oni going to say kriyishma? Frektim arsha. And when is the kohen going to say kriyishma? When is the kohen going to say kriyishma? And it's also to eat if you didn't say kriyishma. Zokta haflo, beautiful. This oni has one little suda, and on that we tell him that the zman of kriyishma is when he's going to eat a suda. So when is he eating? If he has to say kriyishma, a kohen, it could be that he started eating the suda before this month with chulin, not with chuman. He started his meal with chulin. And if you hissel the heter, then you don't have to be, you can be messiah in the suda, and then say kriyishma. So by the kohen, the pshat is, he's already started his suda the heter for 45 minutes before this man. And he's in chulin. When it's going to become tzeis, he could be mamshif the suda with adding truma to the table. But by the oni, when is he going to oni eat? And that's type fractosis. When is the oni going to eat? You have, in the hemshif of parshas emor, you have the parsha of the moyadin. The emes. The parsha of the Moyadin starts Shor Oikesev Oyeski Yivoleit. How do I know that's the beginning of Parshas Moyadin? L'chor, the beginning of Parshas Moyadin is Behemshif, that it says about Eilu Moyad Hashem. But we know that on a Moyad, on Yom Tif, this is the Kriyas HaTorah that we learn on Yom Tif, starts from Shor Oikesev Oyes. I saw also the Rashbam in Balabasha Daf Kuf Chafal, if he quotes a pasuk in this Pesukim, and he says, the Parshas Shor Oikesev Oyes, the Parshas HaMoyadis. This is called the Parshas HaMoyadis. Why is it called Parshas HaMoyadis? What's the shaykh of these Pesukim? The Teretz is Be'emes, the pasuk starts off Eilu Moyad Hashem. And the first thing it says is Shabbos. So the Olam asks, Shabbos is not the Moyadis. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaini. Shabbos is Kavua, every 7 days. Moyadim is what Klal Yisrael makes. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, the Regal, and Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, Efshar. So what's Pshat Shabbos? So there's two ways to go. One way is that Shabbos is also Neshe Shaykh to the Moyadis. But what's the Pshat? Shabbos is also part of the Seder. And that's the shaykh, the shori kesev ve'ez, because it says shori kesev ve'ez, you shouldn't bring it as a korban until it becomes an eighth day. Why? He's not going to be showing him. Because you want it to go through a Shabbos. You want the shori kesev ve'ez to go through a Shabbos. We spoke about this the other week also. Bris Mila has to go through from the eighth day. Ibergen HaShabbos. There's a mile of Ibergen HaShabbos. And that's why shori kesev ve'ez is already meshach shaychi to the moiris, because it's shaykh for Shabbos. But on the other hand, for character, there are those that say that the pasuk is not saying that Shabbos is the moiris. Eilehei moyer. So to listen. First of all, this Shabbos, which is not in the cheshbon. And then separately, Elohim Moyadu. The Gra says that when the Pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Pasim Alocha, V'yem HaShvi, Shabbos Shabbosoy, Mikra Kodesh, Kom Alocha Leisasu, it's not going on the 6 days of the week and Shabbos, because that has nothing to do with the Moyadus. Sheshes Yomim Pasim Alocha means the 2 days of Sukkot, the first and last, the 2 days of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, and Shavuos. Those are 6 days that pass the malachi. You're allowed to do malachi zaykhul nefesh. Uveyayim ha-shvi, on Yom Kippur. Shabbos, Shabbos, and you can't do malachi. So it's kol kulei talking about moyadus. It doesn't mean that sheishas yimei bereishas, and then on the seventh day of Shabbos. It means six of the yomim toivim that we're going to be talking about now, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, is pass the malachi. You're allowed to do malachi zaykhul nefesh. Uveyayim ha-shvi, Shabbos is Yom Kippur, that there's no heter of malachi zaykhul nefesh. I saw a dover mavil. The Gemara says that there are 49 malachis. Connected the fact that it says 49 times the word malacha, malachtoi, in the Torah. It's one of the mandiyamah where we get, 39 malachas. Where do we get 39 malachas? Because it says malacha, malachas, malachtoi, 39 times. It's in Gemara, Frekta Toysis Yontif, and other achroinim, you count it, there's about 60 or 70 times that it says malachas, malachtoi, in the Torah. It's way off. And it's not something, the Gemara Mamish works out that it's Genoi 39. The Gemara even asks, I was the 40th one by the Mishkan, it says, Vahamalacha hoysa dayom. But the Gemara, that's not malacha. Or the Gemara asks, it says, by Yosef. By Yovel Yosef, Lassi's Malachta. So the Gemara says, there means something else. But the Gemara, Mamish, Genoi, 39. It's way off. Tosfos Yontif has a whole cheshbon. I saw a pshat from Rabbi Chiel Michal Sternstein, the Rav Nezer's Torah. He made his own cheshbon. He works out the Tosfos Yontif's cheshbon, and he says different. He says, it means that it says 39 times Malacha in Shabbos. When it says Malacha by Yontif, that doesn't count. And if you cheshbon out in the Torah where it talks Malacha specifically in reference to Shabbos, it's Genoi comes out to 39. Frekter, he worked it out, but he's off by one. It's 40. So he says, this one doesn't count. Like the Goyim. Sheishas Yomim Tasim Malacha, V'yam HaShvi Shabbos. That's talking about Malachas Yomtif. Not regular Shabbos. Like the Zoy, he works out that the Cheshbon stims. Exactly. No, we had the Gemara when he was performing, but that the Gemara cuts in the Cheshbon. Oh, it's not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. Yeah, it's a Kashmir. Unless maybe just not Yontif, Stam is also good, just as long as it wasn't referenced to Yontif. It doesn't have to be Shabbos, just the word, not Yontif, maybe. So that's not to be Boyd. Parshas Emor is always the week right before Lag BaOmer, and it's interesting that you have all the Moyadim in Parshas Emor. Sfir Sa'omer is also, the Ramban writes that Sfir Sa'omer is mentioned over here because Sfir Sa'omer is part of the Moyadim. The Ramban says that Sfiras HaOmer is a Chol HaMoed between Shavuos and Pesach, because there's a Seder of Avoida from Shavuos to Pesach. Sfiras HaOmer is part of it. It's a Chol HaMoed. It's mentioned in the Moedim. Mezokt, for those that go by Rav Shimon, that over there you have all the Moedim. Inside, these Akmandas, inside is Yom Kippur, outside is Simchas Torah. There's some people that come a few weeks before, they're already making sukkis, and others are shechting a keves. And there are those that go and learn a little bit also. You have mamish, pesach, shvuah, sukkis. There are definitely toikim b'shoifra there also. You have all the moyadim. Lemaisa, there's a remez in Parshas Metzora. It talks about a zov, that a zov becomes tahor. And the psukim say, when the zov becomes tahor, v'chi yitter hazov mizoivoy, which is similar to the concept of the Sfiras HaOmer of counting seven sets of seven. The psukim that says, V'chiyitra azov mizoyvi, if you count out the psukim in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, those three psukim that talk about the Taras Azov has 49 words. And even in the middle it says, Uvol lefnei Hashem el Pesach oil moed. Hashem comes out to the day that corresponds to Pesach Sheni. El Pesach oil moed. Lag BaOmer comes out, state in the cheshbon of the 49 words, comes out that it's a moed. Lag BaOmer oichet, a moed. a little bit about Sfiras HaOmer, the Chalal. A Karban Omer, we makrib a Karban Omer on Tes Zayin Nisan, and then we count 49 days till Shavuos. That's the Chibur between Pesach and Shavuos. And it's called a Karban Omer. Why is it called a Karban Omer? Most menachas are from Chitim, and this was a special mincha that was from Michael Behema Sa'orim, and its shear was an Omer. It says, V'ho Omer asiris ha'efahu. An Omer is a tenth of an ephah. It's a measurement, it's a cubic measurement. Why is that so? You say that that's the name of the Korban Omer. And there are midrashim that say that Bishchus, the Omer, they were nitzel in the times of Haman. Mordechai was learning with the Talmidim, the Inyan of Hilchos Omer. Well, the reason he was is because it was Tes Zayin Nisan, the story of Purim, and that was the Inyan of the Yomer. He was learning Inyan of the Yomer. He was learning about the Siris Omer. But what's so Yisoidistic about Omer? I saw brought down in the Ber Yosef, he brings Midrashim, but he buys us the Inyan that the Mon that came down was also an Omer. Omer Lagul Goylis. And there's a connection. The Mon, which Be'emes started falling down on Lag Be'omer, as I stated in Shubas Chassam Sofer, you read this Hamon, which is a Shefa of Ruchnius, which prepares us for Matan Torah. It's at the crossing roads in the Sefiras HaOmer of Leiv Toiv. We already went through 32 days, and now we're getting up to the Toiv, and that's when the Shefa got on a higher level, and the Mon started falling, and the Mon was an Omer. And the Mon represents that the Eibishter is going to give us Zon Umefarnes Yisonu. Al Piteva, the Eibishter, we can sit and learn the Nitna Torah El Oichle Amon, the Dor HaMidbar for sure, and those that are Zoichet to be from Shevet Levi, they sit and learn, and Sekund Amon. And the Shefa comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the same thing with Omer. You know, Pesach, we go out, and that Pesach is the night before we start counting the Omer. And the Chinuch already asks, why don't we start counting Omer already from Tesvav Nisan? And the Chinuch answers in cryptic words, he says, Ein ma'ar ben simcha b'simcha. Tzarachin, what he means. Over Ulai, if that's not what he means, over Akivun. Pesach itself is l'malami derech hateva, anes nigle. And then starting on Tesvav Nisan, we go to reality, Tvua, planting the Achilas Hamon, and we're telling the fact that the Eibishter will be Zon Mufarnas. And that's the connection between Omer and the Retzef from Pesach to Shavuos, and to the Shir of Omer, and to the Mon. Now the Rishonim ask why we don't make a bracha of Shechiyonu by Sfiras HaOmer. The Balamor already asks that in the Pesachim, and a lot of other Rishonim also, why we don't make a Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's a shaila where the Sfiras HaOmer is manazez by Raisa or the Rabbanon, but why we don't make a Shechiyonu? So there's one Mahalik brought down in the Meiri, and the Shibuli Haleket, other Rishonim, because the Shechiyonu we made on Pesach night already counts. We made a Shechiyonu Pesach night, that counts for the Shechiyonu for Sfiras HaOmer. Which is a shtickle shver, because the Pesach night is Tesvav Nisan, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't have a second Seder, the Shechiyonu you made Pesach night is not connected, it's a day later to the Sfiras HaOmer, but vice versa, that it is a connection. Because the Pshat is Azeh, the Shechiyonu is connected. The Shechiyonu is connected because the emes is that the Yidden on the Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, and every year we chayiv Adam Laharis as Atzmai Chilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, on Pesach night a Yid's Yitzias Mitzrayim is called Kuli from the Boim Shalom HaMatono, that he goes up to the highest Madrega. But then he has to work on it himself. And if he has to work on it himself, he needs 49 days, step by step, every day, to go out of another level. That's why you need 49 days to go through it again. The Shechiyonu was made on Pesach night, and Be'emes we get then all the Oiris, we get then all the Musagim. But then we have to work on it. And that's the Seder Advarim, that's the Chol HaMoed, that Sfiras HaOmer is a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. And the other Rishonim answered that you don't make a Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOmer because the Shechiyonu we're going to make Shavuos night by Kiddush is going to be the Shechiyonu on the Sfiras HaOmer. And it's a totally different Mahalach, but it's connected. Because there's a sect, there's a connection over here, a Retzef, between Pesach to Shavuos. And either the Shechiyonu at the beginning or the Shechiyonu at the end is what's Meshach Shaykh to it. I heard, beautiful mashal. A father who wants to bring his son, a very wealthy person, has a big business, he wants to put his son into the business that he should be able to manage, be shayuf and everything. And he takes him the first day, the kid doesn't know too much from the inyan, and he wants to show him. So the Eretz Yisrael, he takes him up, he has an office at the top floor of this building, 49 story building, mamash has a big business that he's running everything over there. He takes him on the top floor, he sets him up into the royal office over there, and he says, today you're in charge, write checks what you want, this, that, you can make achlotas, do whatever you want for 24 hours, king for a day. Tomorrow, he sends him down to the first floor, and he starts off as a local worker, and he's going to build himself up until he gets to the 49th floor. And then, in fact, we're going to be his business. Pesach, we're chayva, the maharis is atzmai, and he sees the musagim where he can get to. And then during Sfir Soimer, you have to work on it step by step. And there's a Shechiyanu at the beginning, a Shechiyanu at the end, but you have to work on it in the middle. And that's the 49 days. And Sfir Soimer, we know that you can't miss. If you missed one day, then it's farpast, then it's over. You can't do the mitzvah anymore. It's machlekes v'shoinim. But there's a shita, bahag, shoinim that hold. It's one big hemshich, one big ritzifis, one big tmimois. Even if you missed one day, zekvaloze, it's not that. You need to have a ritzifis of a connection from Pesach v'shavuos. And it's mabal alarayin. The pasuk says, mimochras ha-shabbos, and chazal b'chokhmosom understood that mimochras ha-shabbos means the day after Pesach. Pesach is also called Shabbos. The tzedukim held not like that. The tzedukim held that mimochras ha-shabbos means moitzah Shabbos. Meaning whenever Pesach is, on a Tuesday, you wait till the next Shabbos, and then you start counting the Omer. That's what the tzedukim held. And there's a whole sugyan menachas of Samach Vav, or Shaka Vataria, Omer and a half Gemara, of Shaka Vataria between the tzedukim and the chazal, why they held like that. And you could make a brachas Torah on the tzedukim's pshat. It's an Omer Gemara. It's a Gemara. But the Gemara has a whole Shaka Vataria there. What did the tzedukim held? One pshat, the Gemara said, the tzedukim said, that Moshe Rabbeinu was chasan al Klal Yisrael. Because Azoi, Shavuos is a one day yontif. You know, there's a word that they say that Pesach meken essen vumevil benish vosmevil. And Sukkot meken essen vosmevil benish vumevil. Shavuos kemen essen vosmevil ben vumevil. This is nor ain't tug. That's a melitza, not in the Gemara Menachos. But the Tzedukim were going on this and they said, but Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that it should work out, that it should be Shabbos next to Shavuos. It should always be a two dayer. That's the pshat of the Tzedukim. And the Gemara brings many other pshat of the Tzedukim. But who wants a pshat? Which is in the Gemara, but it's a murder to Gitaich. We just said that the Sfir Soimer is a connection between Pesach, where we get that full original Madrega, and then we have to, Biritzifus, without a break, work on it. That's what the Tzedukim wanted to check with. Pesach is not attached to Sukkot. It's Mimachos HaShabbos. It's a few days later. There's a Shabbos in between. It's not connected. This was their Bikuach. They wanted a Chepper with this Nakuda that it's not Dafka connected. But Chazal B'Roi Chachmasam understood, no, that the way it works with the Hemshich of Sfir Soimer is that it's a Seder Avoida of the Erzbezach and Pesach to get all the Madregas and then step by step to work on it. There's a Machloikis Rishoinim. If Sfir Soimer Bizman Azeh is Doiraisa or Durabona. Avada Bizman Amikdosh was Doiraisa. In Rambam state, in Hilchas Tmidim Umusof in Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Beis, that it's Bizman Azeh Midoiraisa also. Sfir Soimer is Doiraisa Bizman Azeh. Most Rishonim, the Balamor, the Ran, and the Pesachim, Tosfos Megillah, the Rashba, the Chinuch, most Rishonim hold that Bizman Azeh, it's only a Drabonon. And the Shoyrish of this Machloikis, it's a big topic, but just the Nakuda of the Machloikis, is that the Pasuk says you makriv the Korban Omer and then you count. Bizman Azeh, we don't have Akrovis Korban Omer. The Rambam holds that when the Pasuk says you start counting from Akrovis Omer, it doesn't mean it's a Din Mamish and counting from the Korban. It's a din to count from Tes Zayin Nissan, which is granted the day that you bring the carbon. Bizman Azeh, we don't have the carbon, so we don't have the carbon. But the Tes Zayin Nissan is still there, and the Deraisa Mitzvah is still there. And the other Rishonim held know that it's Takim Yoyim Habiyachem, that the Seder of counting is Be'etzim from the carbon. There's a Shita Emtsois from Rabbeinu Yeruchim that he holds that there was Taka two different dinim of counting. He Be'emes says that Bizman HaMikdash there was two different brachas, counting the days and counting the weeks. And Bizman HaMikdash there was taka to brachas. He says Bizman HaZeh we only count the days and not the weeks, which is a Zama Adyomar of the Gemara, because he's medayikin in the Pesukim. And Or Sameach is Mayrach about this Shita Shabbani Yeruchim, that the din of counting days is a din from Tezayin Nisan, and that could be Bizman HaZeh also. The din of counting weeks is from the Korban, and therefore it's taka only a Zecher Bizman HaZeh and not Meikar Adin. But that's, again, in a nutshell, that's a big machloikas Rishonim, whether it's the Raisa because it's not Nimdan in the Korban, or it's the Rabbonah because it's Mamash Mitli Tolling in the carbon. There's another Shail in the Rishonim. The big Sugis of Abyssal Antapim. There's a Machlokes Rishonim if a person didn't count at night. Could he count by day? Rabbeinu Tam says that you can't count by day. The Bahag says you can still count by day. On the other hand, the Bahag is the one that says, Tosis brings him an office. Other Rishonim they bring, the Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch brings it. The Bahag holds that if you missed entirely, the entire 24 hours, then already you can't count. and you lost, like we spoke before, that it's one big mitzvah, and if you totally miss one 24-hour period, you can't count again. Now there's a shita mechudeshes pshat in the Bahag, that the emes the Bahag is also moida that you're supposed to count only at night. And it's yitochen even in the Bahag itself, but it's yitochen that could be as a shita, that if you missed it at night, you can't count every day with a bracha. But nevertheless, if you count it by day, you can still count the next night with the bracha. Because the pshat is the etzem, the tamimus is mechayiv, you to count the davke at night. But this that your mamshech to count the hemshech, for that, for me, is counting it by day, will still also be able to be a kiyum of that inyan, the negay that you can continue. Now there's another shayla. According to the Bahag, that a person lamaisa has to count all 49, and if he really totally missed one, even during the day, he's not allowed to be mamshech to count with a bracha. So there's a shayla in the minchas chinuch and other achrayim. What about a katan shenis gadel during Sfiras Omer, like my nephew who was bar mitzvah yesterday? The shayla is in America. The shayla is, this was his pshetel, part of it. The shayla is whether he's allowed to be mamshech to count with a bracha, because he was already not yoitza, even if he counted v'katnusa. If he didn't count v'katnusa, there's no question. L'chayra. But even if he counted v'katnusa, but it was only v'katnusa, how could what he did v'katnusa be yoitza him for what he does afterwards v'katnusa? And the Achroinim handle as a major issue whether when a person does v'katnusa, could he be yoitza v'katnusa? This is negay for Pesach Sheni also. If a katan was makrif korban Pesach as part of a chabura v'katnusa, and he was misgadol before Pesach Sheni, could what he did as Pesach Rishon be yoitza for Pesach Sheni? The dugmois heinon rabos, but lechayre other achrayim want to say a vort locally here by Sfiras HaOmer that it could be that even if you learn that in other places masha osa bekatnusoi is not moitzi him begadlusoi, not. Over benigay accounting Sfiras HaOmer you're allowed to, because the etzem all you need is that it should be tamimus. Tamimus means that you counted all the days. He did count all the days, so he was a katan, but he did count all the days. He did prepare beretzifus for Pesach Teshuvos. It's not just that when he counted on the seventh day, he has to be moitzi himself for the eighth and for the tenth and for the 47th. No, it's just that it has to be ritzifus. The ritzifus, the mitzis of tamimus, could even be the katnusa. Maybe it's not shaykh to the oimek hashayla of whether a katan could be moitzi himself begadlusa. There's the evidence not the tzad that the katan could continue counting with a bracha, because the same way he was counting with a bracha until now as chinuch herachidish, he can continue chinuch even after his bar mitzvah for that year. Like that side, you can't be moitzi someone else. Like the other side, if you accept the vort, then maybe it's yitoch and he could even be moitzi someone else. Now, avada is a din to count svira with a bracha, and the rishonim have a shayla. What about shmita and yovel? Shmita and yovel also is a din of counting 7 years to shmita, and then the 50th year is yovel. Is there a din to count? It's a suffix in the Ramban and Emor, and the Chinuch talks about it also. Whether by Shemitah and Yovel there was an Indian to count, and the Minchas Chinuch even declares, when did they count? Leil Rosh Hashanah. And what if they didn't remember Leil Rosh Hashanah? Could they still count B'yoyim? Did you lose out for that year? And if you lost out that year, does it mess up for the Cheshbon of the Ritzifus for that entire Yovel? What's the Gedurim of the Sfira Le'inyan Shemitah V'yoyvos? Now the emesis in the din of Sfira Sa'omer, there are various Neschois, whether we say just the Yomim or Shvuas, or we say a mix of both. The Sfaradim and Ashkenazim also have different Nuschois. The Gra in Koyle Yohu, working out Genoi the Nusach Hayi, should say also days, also weeks, and also that. He's Medayikit from the Psukim in Parshas Bahar, which talks about the Sefar Telecho, Sheva Shabsay Shonim, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Fa'onim, Vahoyu Lecho, Sheva Shabsay Shonim. Those words he works out to explain Genoi why our Seder Advarim should be for Sfira Sa'omer. But Pashtus, there's another place of Sfira by Zov. And by Zava, when Tosis asks also, maybe over there you should also count with a bracha. So Tosis, no, because Shema Tister Minyona, maybe she's going to be Roya Dam, and then the whole number starts off, so you don't make a bracha. The Shlo wants to be Medayik from that Tosis, that you don't make a bracha, but you should count. The Maisa, the Noyd Yehuda, and the Tosis, they come out that Avada, by Zav and Zava, it's just, the Sephardi just means you should know, keep track of the days. And they say that's even Pshat in the Tosis. Tosis says, over there, the Sefarta doesn't have to mean to count. Why does it say the Sefarta? Because it just means you have to keep cheshbon that she wasn't Soyser Minyon. But not that it's the MS of Sfira. But that's what we have. We have Sfira by Oimer, Sfira by Shemitah V'Yoyvois, and Sfira by Zof. there's a yesoid from the Dvar of Rome. The Dvar of Rome says, he brings, that the Mogen Avrom says that if you count Sfiras HaOmer, you have to understand what you're saying. And even though normally, B'chol HaKol HaTayra Kula, the Moshe by Kriya Shema, we had this in the Sugis earlier, that the Kriya Shema, if you say it in Lashon Kodesh, you don't have to understand. If you say it in other Lashonis, you do. By Sfiras HaOmer, even if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, it's only if you understand. Zok Tekvar Avrom, because Sfiras HaOmer is not a din amira, a Lashon, to say, it's to count. And it's nish gezokt, it's gezelt. To count, you have to understand. If you didn't understand what you were saying, you didn't count. The Dvar Avraham wants to use this yisoy to explain a few other things. He wants to be mechadish with some poiskim. There's no din of shemei ka'oina. There's no din of shemei ka'oina by Sfiras HaOmer. Because shemei ka'oina is maybe ka'oina, but it's not gezelt. He wants to say that there's no sveika d'yoyma by Sfiras HaOmer. And he says, even Bezman and Mikdash, when there was takah, they were based on the Kiddush HaChodesh, and they didn't know which day it was. You weren't able to do Sfiras HaOmer Sveika D'Yoymedik. Because you can't say, it's maybe 7 or maybe 8. A misbar has to be mukhlat, it has to be decisive. There's no Sfiras HaOmer Misafik. I wanted to start to also, you know, Rabbi Kiveger has a shaila, if you can write Sfiras HaOmer. And the MS, Rabbi Kiveger spells this shaila as whether there's Ksiva Kedibur. This is a famous tshuva in Rabbi Kiveger, it's 4 tshuvas. Rabbi Kiveger wrote these tshuvas during his Sheva Brachas. It was a chilufi mechtovin with his uncle Rabbi Binyamin Eger. Two of the tshuvas are from Rabbi Kiva Eger, and two of them back are from Rabbi Binyamin Eger. And there's a back and forth shak of the Tariya whether Sfiras HaOmer and various other dinim in the Torah can be yoitza al yidei ksiva. Can it be yoitza mikra megillah with ksiva, kriya shema, brachas. And there's a lot of arichas there in the tshuva, but I want to be ma'or that could be even if ksiva kedibor, aber efsheris is nish gitzelt. I was also masupik if you write it on, and let's say you take say ksiva kediba for Sfiras HaOmer. If you write it on a computer screen, is that going to be considered that you typed it up? Is that going to be considered Sfiras HaOmer? Now, Sfiras HaOmer has to be counting. You're not yoitza with sign language. I mean, I saw a lot of people that instead of telling the chazan that it was yesterday was, they start making azoi with the fingers. But pashtus, you could still make a bracha if you did it with sign language. But what I was mesupik about is the various other things. It says, b'di'evet, if a person said, let's say on the eighth day, hayoim shavua echad v'yoim echad v'oimer. He's yoitza. He can't make a bracha anymore. He's yoitza. He should say the whole thing again, but he can't make a bracha anymore. Why? Because he then said how many days. He not only counted the weeks, he said it was a week and a day. Sokta Mishnah Berurah. And what if you said on the seventh day, Hayom Shavua Echad V'Omer? That's no good. You weren't Yotzi. You didn't count the days. What if you said, Hayom Shavua Echad V'Efes Yomim? You didn't count the days. Now why isn't saying today is a week counting the days? Because it's not a number. Sfiras HaOmer has to be a number. If on the ninth day you say today is the square root of 81, I'm not sure. Maybe you're Yotzi. If you say today is the 47th minus 16. Work out the numbers. I don't know yet. It might be your yoitza. That's a number. Hayom Shavua Echad, the Efes Yomen is not a number. Kamoikein, it says that you're supposed to do the 48 Kinyoni Atoira, parallel to the days of the Omer, with the last day being Chazorah. Not that like Omer is a day off, that the last day is a Chazorah. If you say that Kinyon that corresponds to that day, that's not counting. If you say the Sfiras, Chesed Shebet Teferis, Hoy Sheba Hoy, that's not a number. L'chayra, and then places you could still make a bracha. If you said it in any form of a number, that's already a question, even if you said the square. But what if you didn't say the square root of 81, which is perfect 9? What if you said the square root of 87? Or you said today is 9.3, and it's the ninth day? It's not tmimus, but it is part. That, I don't know if it's not exact. Someone asked me a shayla, he's talking Eloi. Person that asked me, and it's talking Eloi Shaila, but just halakha, we'll end with this Shaila. There's many more Shailas, we'll end with one last Shaila. If a person on Monday night correctly counted, I'm thinking Islam of the day, not yet, a person on Monday night correctly counted the 15th. Correctly counted the 15th. And he's good to go so far. It's now about to be Tuesday night, it's Bein HaShemoshes. Ki Yadua Bein HaShemoshes B'diyevet, since Sfiras HaOmer B'zman HaZeh D'Rabbanan, and we pass him like most Rishonim. But the Yebit, if you counted the following day already during Banish Moshe's Yoitza, And who wouldn't forget if you counted, you can still hop around accounting during Danish Moshes, and you're still in the system. This person, listen to what he did. On Monday, the 15th, you correctly counted after Ma'ariv, at 9 o'clock at night, today is the 15th, change, Shnei Shavuos, V'Emechet, perfect, yeah, good. It's Tuesday, Kamat Ben HaShemosh is ready. And he suddenly, mistakenly, remembers that he didn't count it last night. And he quickly wants to hop around, it's Ben HaShemosh, it's after Shkia, but it's still Ben HaShemosh. And he mistakenly, suddenly thinks he didn't count last night. And he also has another mistake. He thinks that Monday night was 16. And he quickly hops around and counts 16. And he said it during Ben HaShemosh of Tuesday, which is what you're supposed to say. 16, which is 2 weeks and 2 days. He was saying it, thinking that he's still hopping quickly around Mondays, which brought the Mondays he was Yotzer. He then totally forgot, he's now Wednesday night, 10 o'clock at night, and he's asking the Rav, was he Yotzer? Was he Yotzer when on Tuesday night, during Ben HaShemoshes, he correctly counted the 16th, but thinking that he's counting Monday night sooner, and he never counted Tuesday. Aber lemaisa gesagt! Aber duch sich nicht gezählt. Dach mein Einsam.